打开创世纪第十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪第十九章。
Genesis 19.
我们要从第三十节开始来读。
We want to read from verse 30.
创世纪第十九章。
Genesis 19.
我们从三十节开始来读。
Verse 30.
翻到了一同开始来读。一二三。罗德因为怕住在所，就同他两个女儿从所儿上去住在山里，他和两个女儿住在一个洞里。大女儿对小女儿说，我们的父亲老了，地上又无人，按着世上的常规进到我们这里来，我们可以叫父亲喝酒，与他同寝，这样我们好从他存留后裔。于是那夜他们叫父亲喝酒，大女儿就进去和她父亲同寝，她几时躺下几时起来父亲都不知道。第二天，大女儿对小女儿说，我昨夜与父亲同寝，今夜我们再叫她喝酒，你可以进去与她同寝，这样我们好从父亲存留后裔。于是那夜他们又叫父亲喝酒，小女儿起来与她父亲同寝，他几时躺下几时起来父亲都不知道。这样罗德的两个女儿都从他父亲怀了孕，大女儿生了儿子，给他起名叫做摩亚，就是现今摩亚人的始祖。小女儿也生了儿子，给他的起名叫便雅悯，就是现今亚门人的始祖。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜思想到神刑罚索多玛摩拉。
And last week we talk about how God punished Sodom and Gomorrah.
神讲出的话，他就没有收回任何一句。
And the Lord would not take back any words that He had declared.
神定的旨意就没有人可以更改他。
And His will cannot be changed.
因为神的定义跟他永恒的本质跟永恒的计划是有关系的。
And the will of God is linked with His eternal plan.
当神所定的意念已经执行出来的时候，没有人可以改变，也没有人可以上诉。
And when the will of God is being executed, no one can change it and no one can appeal.
因为他的权柄是最大的，他的权位是最高的。
At the end, God is of the highest authority with the greatest power.
为什么神做这样的决定呢？
Why would God make this decision?
神的救赎是创世以前就已经预定的。
The salvation of God is predetermined before the foundation of the world.
神的审判的原则是他永世中间本性所具有的。
And the principle of judgment of God is part of His nature in eternity.
但是神执行审判的决定是他看人犯罪以后才行出来的。
But the decision to punish man comes after he witnessed the sins of man.
神知人可能犯罪。
And God knew that we could sin.
所以创造之前他已经为人预备了救恩。
And so before creation he prepared salvation for us.
神知道他要审判人。
God knew that he would judge man.
因为这是神公义永恒的本性。
And this is part of God's nature in his eternity.
上帝执行刑罚的行动。
The action of punishment
是在人真正犯罪以后，他才历史中间彰显出来。
Is done in history after men actually have sinned.
这样创世以前的预定。
And so the predestination before creation
就使我们的主在历史中间赐下基督来做道成肉身的救主。
Give us Jesus Christ, God incarnate, to be our savior.
永世中间审判的主权跟他的本性。
The sovereign will of punishment in eternity in history
就在历史中间人真正犯罪以后他才把它执行出来
comes only when man actually sin.
那么这些东西都是神自己决定的。
All these things have been decided by God.
神的知识跟神的行动之间是没有分别的。
The wisdom of God is not separated from his actions.
因为神是智慧的源头。
God is the source of all wisdom.
是主权的源主。
And he is the owner of sovereignty.
我们如果否定神有这样的权柄做这样的事，我们就是否定他是主。
If we deny that God has the authority to decide, then we deny that he is Lord.
当上帝看见索多玛、摩摩拉的罪已经淫贯 进入他耳中的时候
，When God saw that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah were great indeed，
他就到地上来要亲自查看。
And he came to the world to see for himself。
这是使人知道他的知道不是没有理由的。
This tells us that there is a reason behind his knowledge。
如果上帝没有亲自到地上来查看，难道他所知道的是错的吗？
If God did not come onto the earth, does that mean that he would have known it wrongly?
正像上帝要试验亚伯拉罕，看看他是不是真正爱上帝。
For example, God would test Abraham to see whether he really loved God.
难道表示上帝如果不试验，上帝就不可能知道亚伯拉罕到底爱不爱上帝呢？
Does that mean that God surely must do this in order to know whether Abraham would love him?
又像基督道成肉身住在人的中间，体会体恤我们一切的痛苦。
Or Jesus Christ coming in human form to understand our suffering and our pain.
难道如果基督没有道成肉身，他就不知道我们在世经历伟人生活的苦难吗？
Does that mean that if Jesus Christ did not come, he would not know of our actual suffering and pain?
这些的假设都是多余的。
All these hypotheses are not necessary.
那你说，如果这些假设都是多余的
，But if you say they are not necessary，
会不会上帝下来观看？上帝试验亚伯拉罕，基督道成的肉身对人性痛苦的了解，也都是多余的呢
？Does that not mean that the observation of God, the testing of Abraham, the life of Jesus Christ also not necessary？
不是的
，Not so.
所以这就是个圣经的难题。
So this is a difficult part of the Bible.
上帝既然是全知是万能的
，If we say that God is Almighty and all-knowing，
为什么他还需要道成肉身才能知道人的困难
？Why would he need to know our difficulty and come in the flesh？
根本不是如此。
But this is not the case.
神到地上的观察
，The observation of God on earth，
亚伯拉罕的试验
，The testing of Abraham，
基督到地上道成肉身
，And God incarnate in Jesus Christ。
这个不过是要我们知道，他要知道，他体恤，他爱我们。
This is to help us understand that He wants to know that He understands us。
在诗篇139篇前面的两节跟后面的两节相对照之下。
The first two verses of Psalm 139 and the last two verses contrast each other.
你就可以了解这些的矛盾其实隐藏着一个贯彻始终的原理。
If you read this, you will understand that it shows us a principle that's consistent.
诗人说你鉴察我。
The psalmist says, search me.
他还没有讲这句话以前，他说我坐下，我起来，上帝早就知他，早就察看。早就鉴察我的一切。
But before he said that, he says, "You know when I sit and when I rise, you already know all things."
为什么在最后两节他说主啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So why did he conclude the psalm by saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart; test me and know my thoughts today"?
他知道上帝已经鉴察，已经了解。已经明白他内心一切所藏的东西了。
The psalmist has already declared that God already knew all things in his heart.
我神知不够。
But it is not enough to know that God knows.
神要你知他知的。
God wants you to know that he knows.
还需要再一次的过程使你明白。
And he wants another process to be added that we may understand.
我有个经验呢，我画图画画画完了给小孩子的时候。
I have one experience. I once drew an illustration for a child.
他们就丢掉了。
And the child threw it away.
我叫他坐到我旁边来。
I asked the child to sit beside me.
我画一只飞机给他看的时候。
And I drew an aeroplane for him.
那么跟他画完他拿去，感觉是不一样。
The feeling is very different from me drawing and giving him something.
亲眼看我画第一画、第二画到第五六画，一架飞机跑出来，他莫名其妙。
Because the child is curious and amazed that I'm able to draw the entire aeroplane.
所以他就保存我画的那张纸，有的到高中毕业再拿给我看。
And the child preserved that piece of paper some until high school.
He was in the process.
因为他在整个过程当中，
他在程序中间亲自看见，他知道你是怎么做的，就变成触动他，这个刺激他，鼓励他前进。爱画的一个动机。
And because the child witnessed the process, the child loved the painting much more than before.
所以神知道的一切。
And so God will know all things.
他使我们再知道他所知的一切。
But he enables us to know that he knows.
他就有一些这样的行动告诉我们。
And so these actions tells us.
只要上帝说我要下来观看。 所多摩玛、摩摩拉他们的罪是不是像传到我耳中的情形？
And God said, I want to see for myself if the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah was as bad as I've heard.
这句话是告诉我们，神是观察人行动的上帝。
And this sentence tells us that God is a God that observes our actions.
他是监察人心肠肺腑、言语行为的上帝。
He's a God that searches our heart, our speech, our deeds.
所以我们没有一个人可以逃避神无所不知的本性。
None of us can escape from the all-knowing God.
上帝把这些要做的事情又不是自己蕴藏，他乐意启示给他所爱的人。
And God did not hide all these things, but willingly share with those whom he loves.
所以上一段的圣经告诉我们，上帝说：“我岂可向亚伯拉罕隐瞒所我要做的事呢？”
The earlier passages, God said, "Should I hide all these from Abraham?"
所以说，我岂可向亚伯拉罕？ 隐瞒我心中所定的事情。
How could I hide the things that I've said in my heart from Abraham?
这样的话呢，在圣经一共只有出现两次。
These sort of words only appeared twice in the Bible.
就是有一些人跟上帝的关系亲近到一个地步，上帝舍不得这么爱他的人不知道他所决定的事情。
And that is, there were people who were so close to God that God was so unwilling to hide things from them.
所以圣经说，上帝把亚伯兰称为朋友。
And so the Bible says God treated Abraham as his friend.
如果人家说你是李光耀的朋友，你感到多么光耀呢？
And if people say you are a friend of Lee Kuan Yew, you will feel that it's very glorious.
不但他光耀，你也光耀了。
So it's a very glorious thing.
但是做李光耀的朋友有什么特别了不起呢？
But what's so great about being his friend?
再过10年以后，可能他也不在，可能你也不在了。
10 years later, maybe he will not be around you, neither will you.
人说你是上帝的朋友，他是无上的光荣了。
But if you were the friend of God, it is the utmost glory.
旧约里面只有一个人，上帝称他为朋友。
In the Old Testament, there was only one.
这叫做亚伯拉罕。
And that was Abraham.
在新约里面只有一次，上帝称人为朋友。
In the New Testament, only once would God refer men as friends.
就是耶稣在受难的那个晚上，我把你们当作朋友。
And that is on the night of crucifixion, Jesus Christ said, I treat you as my friend.
然后他说, 人为朋友舍命, 爱没有比这个更大的。
And he said, no love is greater than he who gave his life to his friend.
上帝不隐瞒, 所以把他要做的事启示给亚伯拉罕。
And God did not hide himself and revealed his will to Abraham.
这是第一次。
This was the first time.
第二次是上帝把要做的事告诉以利亚。
The second time, God told Elijah what he wanted to do. So this was the second time.
这就是人与神之间关系密切到一个地步。
These are examples of how people were so close to God.
神就把他的心打开来了。
That God opened his heart.
我们每个人都有自己的秘密，是不要告诉人的。
All of us have secrets.
但当我们最爱的人, 我们一定把我们的心打开，什么都告诉他。
But when we face someone we love most, we will share our secrets.
神的启示跟神的爱是有关系的。
The revelation of God is linked with his love.
神爱亚伯拉罕。
God loved Abraham.
神就把要毁灭所多玛摩玛的事情告诉他。
And so he revealed this destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是一个义人。
Abraham was a righteous man.
是不是只要是义人就可以明白上帝心中所定的事情吗？
Does that mean that only the righteous will understand God?
不是。
No.
Is it means that simply because you are a righteous man, so you can understand, you are privileged to know the secret of God? No. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为罗德也是义人。
Because Lot was also considered righteous.
罗德也是义人，不是旧约讲的，是新约添上去的。
And this was known from the New Testament.
旧约里面没有称过罗德是义人。
The Old Testament did not refer him to as righteous.
新约圣经的彼得书信里面讲,
But in the epistles of the Apostle Peter,
义人罗德住在所多玛。
Peter wrote that Lot was a righteous man who lived in Sodom.
他为所多玛的罪恶很大。 地心伤痛,
and he was grieved over the sins of Sodom.
所以罗德是一个义人,
and therefore Lot was righteous.
为什么亚伯兰是义人听见上帝启示的真理, 罗德是义人没有听见上帝启示的真理?
Among these two righteous persons, only Abraham heard the revealed will of God.
这里告诉我们, 不因为你是义人，你就明白上帝的启示。
This tells us that just because you are righteous, it doesn't mean that you understand.
同样基督徒
，same Christian，
同样做礼拜
，may come to the same
church， 同样听上帝的道
，listen to the same
sermon， 同样敬畏上帝
，has fear of God，
同样因信称义
，and made righteous through
faith。有的人对神的信义特别了解。
But some are very sensitive towards the will of God.
有的人做基督徒终究学道却不明白。
But some may learn their entire life without understanding.
这是保罗所讲的有一些的妇女。
The Apostle Paul says there are some women
整年都听道，从来不明白上帝的旨意。
Would listen to sermon all year long without actually understanding.
因为他们的心没有向上帝打开来。
Their hearts were not open to God.
神也不愿意把他的心里启示给这样。
And God was not willing to reveal His will to them.
所以在这段的圣经，我们看见一个叫亚伯拉罕的人，一个叫做罗德的人。
In these passages, we see Abraham versus Lot.
同样是义人，他们选住的地方是不一样的。
Both were righteous, but they chose to live at different places.
亚伯兰所选的住的地方是被动的，不是他自己要选的。
Abraham did not choose his residence voluntarily.
罗德所住的地方是他主动的，是他看清楚一些地理形势、土地肥沃不，然后他决定才住在那个地方。
But Lot made his decision based on how fertile the land was.
结果呢，人定的，人选的。不是最好的，是神许可的，神赐福的才是最好的。
But in the end, man's choices are not the best, but the choice of God would be the best.
为什么这罗德选的是他自己定的呢
？Why do we say that Lot has decided on his own？
为什么说亚伯兰住的地方不是他自己要的呢
？Or that Abraham had no choice？
因为当罗德跟亚伯兰他们的仆人征战的时候
，When the servants of Abraham and Lot had a quarrel，
亚伯兰用伟大的这个。长辈的宽厚跟他无私的心给罗德一个选择。
Abraham was generous as the elderly person and he gave Lot a choice.
你我不可相争。
He said, you and I should not fight.
你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可相争。
Neither should our servants be fighting.
看啦、啊、全地都在你面前。
Behold, the entire land is before you.
如果你向左我就向右。
If you go right, I will go left.
如果你选平原我就到山上。
If you take the plains, I will take the mountains.
长辈的伟大在乎宽敞的心。谦让的态度。
And so the greatness of this elderly person is seen in his generosity.
那么年轻人看到这个机会来了，是你这个老傻瓜自己不要的，所以我就抓住机会把你排挤掉。
And this young person saw the opportunity and grab it and get rid of the old person.
我告诉你，我们年纪越大，越发现很多年轻人没有良心的。
The older we get, we discover that many young people have no conscience.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他总以为他的利益是最重要。他总以为他的眼光是最独到的。
A young person always think of themselves as always correct and that they are have the best view.
许多的年轻人为自己的自私忘记礼仪，忘记应当有的宽宏的心，忘记应当对老前辈的尊重。
And many young people, because of their selfishness, forget of mannerism and respect for the elderly.
他们心里想，我要告诉你，不比你们老人家的提携，我也会成一件大事。
And they are in their heart, they say, I will tell you what to do, I don't have to listen to you, I can also do this.
他忘记他是一个父亲死了，是他的伯父亚伯兰把他养大的。
And he forget, Lord forgot that he was brought up by his uncle.
过去的功劳前功尽废。
He forgotten all the work that Abraham had done for him.
前面的利益就是我自己的私心作祟。
But he is only thinking of his own selfish interest.
所以他说呢，我要选平原。
And so he said, I will take the plains.
我要选肥沃之地。
The land that is fertile.
我要选最先进的大城市。
I want the best city.
我要选住在纽约、香港、新加坡。
I want to stay in New York, Hong Kong, Singapore.
因为这是最多 technology.
This is a place with the most advanced technology.
这是 cyber age.
The cyber age.
就是 Internet age.
A place of the internet.
你们老人家不懂的，你住到 Cameron Highland 去吧。
So the elderly should live in Cameron Highland.
反正你已经在世不久。
And since you don't have too many days left.
前途是没有你的份的。
There's no future for
you. 所以呢，他就把平原肥沃之地就这样侵占了。
And so Lot took the fertile land, the plains.
亚伯拉罕就退到山上去度晚年了。
And Abraham was left with the mountains.
老人家谦让。
He was elderly, he gave way.
你讲这是他吃亏吗？
Does that mean that he has lost?
告诉许多时候，应当争的不争是不对的。
It is wrong to fight for, not fight for the things you should.
应当让的不让也不对的。
It is also wrong not to give way when you should.
但我告诉你，不当争的，你让就是你的智慧。
But things that you should not fight for, but you give way, that's where you're wise.
应当让的，你争是你的自私。
But things that you should give way, but you fight for it, you are being selfish.
当你退一步万里晴空的时候，
when you take one step back, the world seems to be even larger.
当你小事人，你就成就大谋的时候，
when you are patient over trivial things, you can accomplish great tasks.
那种智慧是平常人看不见的，
this sort of wisdom cannot be found easily.
要不然在这件事情上，他实在是大有智慧。大有心量的人。
In this matter, Abraham was indeed wise and generous.
但是他没有一面让，一面心里不甘愿。
But he did not do this and at the same time keep grumbling.
没有一面让，一面怀恨在心。
He did not do this at the same time have hatred in his heart.
所以当罗德遇到灾难的时候。
And so when Lot encountered disasters.
亚伯兰一听这个消息，马上挺身而出，奋战到底。把他的侄儿把他抢救出来。
Once Abraham heard the news, immediately he went into action and tried to rescue his cousin.
神开启他的心里，告诉亚伯兰，我要毁灭索多玛的时候。
When God revealed to Abraham that Sodom was to be destroyed,
索多玛要被灭，亚伯兰没有说，那活该。你这个坏蛋，现在轮到你是受苦了。
Abraham did not say, "Good for you, now is your time for vengeance."
他说，主啊，如果有十个人，你还要毁灭这个城市吗？
Indeed, he appealed to the Lord, if I can find 10 righteous, would you destroy the place?
在他的想象中间，至少索多玛有一些好人。
In his imagination, surely there can be at least 10.
他心里面真正挂心的，就是那背叛他、对他不好的侄儿罗德跟他一家的命运。
But he was most concerned about Lot and his entire family.
所以亚伯兰是个很伟大、很有灵性的人。
So he was a great person with great spirituality.
有仇不报。
He did not take revenge.
以德报怨。
Instead of taking revenge, he was generous.
总是用伟大的人格、伟大的前辈的榜样来光照下一代的人。
He used his great character and example to illuminate the next generation.
当他知道上帝有十个义人，他就不毁灭索多玛的时候，他想这次应该可以过关了。
When God agreed with him that 10 righteous will prevent Sodom from being destroyed, he thought it's okay.
神的标准不是这样的。
But this was not the standard of God.
上帝说，我从天上看下来，看有没有义人，有没有明白真理，有没有行善的人，三个问题，答案都是一样，连一个也没有。
God said, I looked out from heaven to see if there's any righteous, anyone seeking for the truth, anyone doing good. 3 questions, but not even one was found.
就像亚伯兰所说的，审判全地的主，岂不行公义呢？
Abraham said, judge of the entire world will surely do right.
所以当上帝毁灭索多玛的时候，
when God destroyed Sodom,
他差派了两个天使到索多玛去救亚伯兰，去救罗德一家的人，离开灾难。
Two angels were sent to rescue Lot.
请你注意，这两个人去不是在亚伯兰讨价还价以后，上帝才派他们去的。
Then you have to note that these two persons went to Sodom before the bargaining of Abraham ended.
上帝早就派他们了。
God has sent them before that.
跟人的祷告是没有关系的。
Not related to the prayers of men.
许多时候我们很会祷告的人，以为因为我们祷告，我们改变了上帝。
Sometimes those of us who pray think that by my prayer I change God.
灵恩派就遇着四个动摇动摇，我们祷告祷告就用祷告动摇了上帝的手。
The charismatic has a chorus that says that we will pray and we will move the hand of God.
你想想那个上帝懒惰的不得了，动都不动，忘记他应该做什么了。
You can imagine that God is so lazy and he's just there forgetting what he should do.
我们祷告好像对爸爸，不要睡觉，快快做工，不要懒惰吧，不好意思，我老人家忘记了，谢谢你提醒我。
It's like our prayer will remind this old person to wake up, wake up and do your work.
从来没有这样的事情。
But this has never happened.
因为连你能恳切祷告，都是上帝赐下施恩叫人恳求的灵给你，你才会祷告。
Because even your fervent prayers is a result of God giving you the spirit that encourages you to pray.
你祷告不会祷告错，会正确的照着神的心意祈求，都是神的灵感动你，给你智慧才会祷告。
Even for you to have the correct prayer, it is a result of God giving you the spirit of wisdom.
因为在你还没有开口以前，神对你所需要的一切， 他都完全知道了。
Before you even utter a sentence, God would have known all that you need.
这样讲起来，祷告有意思吗？
Does that mean that prayer has
祷告还必要吗？
Is there a necessity
祷告不是根本是一个玩笑吗？
Does that not mean that it's just a joke? No.
祷告是神儿女的特权。
Prayer is a privilege of God's children.
调整你的意志与神的旨意变成合在一起，合而为一的一种美丽。美丽的一个结果。
It is a beautiful result when we adjust our will to be one with God's will.
所以神要你祷告。
And so God commands that you pray.
神帮助你祷告。
And God will help you to pray.
神给你力量祷告。
And God will give you strength to pray.
所以将表明你与神之间有一个父子之间的密契。
It shows the closeness between father and child.
所以呢，上帝没有拒绝亚伯兰讨价还价的祷告。
And so God did not refuse to bargain with Abraham.
当我们祷告达到了我们能得罪的东西的时候，绝对不是我们本身祷告的功劳。
And so when we pray and we get what we want, it is not because of your prayer itself.
我们从圣经的中原则里面看得很清楚的事情。
We see this clearly in the general principle of the Bible.
那么呢，罗德离开索多玛的时候
，When Lot left Sodom,
就表明上帝没有让义人与恶人一同灭亡。
It tells us that God preserved the righteous and did not destroy him with the evil ones.
亚伯兰对审判的主的原则是非常有正确的神学观念的。
And Abraham had the correct doctrine of the God who is the judge.
全地的主。
Judge of all the
earth. 审判的世界的时候。
The God who judged the whole world.
你一定是公义的。
Surely you are righteous.
你是主。
You are Lord.
你是公义的主。
You are the righteous Lord.
你一定用你的主权，用你的公义来审判你所创造的大地。
You will use your sovereign will and your righteousness to rule and judge over the world.
这个神论是很清楚的。
This doctrine of God is very clear.
神性论也是很清楚的。
He is also clear about the nature of God.
就是神的审判论也是很清楚的。
Also the doctrine of judgment of God.
亚伯兰对神的信仰是建立在一个非常明白神的本性的整个的神学的架构里面的。
The faith of Abraham towards God is established in this correct understanding of the nature of God. When Lot left,
天使对他说
，The angel said to him,
你要跑。
You have to run,
快快跑
，run quickly,
不可停止
，do not stop,
你也不可转头向后看
，and also do not look back,
你直到山上去
，go straight to the mountains,
你没有到以前，我的愤怒我没有办法降下来
，because before you reach that place, the fire will not come.
等你走到那个地方
，when you reach that place,
我告诉你，上帝的预告，上帝的境界。反应就使人显明他自己灵性到什么地步。
Our spirituality is shown in the way we respond to God's warning.
所以要不这个罗德有两个已经许配的女婿。
Lot has two daughters that have been betrothed.
他们把上帝的境界当着开玩笑。
The son-in-laws thought that the warnings of God were jokes.
所以今天正将有许多的人，当他听到最奇妙、最严肃的问题的时候，他嬉皮笑脸一样的可恶。
Like today, there are many people who will laugh at very solemn moments and solemn questions.
所以天使救罗德出来的时候，这两个未来的女婿就没有份了。
And the angels did not rescue these two sons-in-law.
就罗德，罗德的妻子与他的两个女儿给天使拉出来了。
The only people who were rescued was Lot, the wife, and the two daughters.
但是罗德这个时候不要听天使的话。
But Lot did not listen to the angels.
他相信灾难要来了。
He knew that the catastrophe was to come.
他相信救恩在主的里面。
He knew that the Lord had salvation.
他相信天使话是对的。
He believed that the angels were right.
但他不要跑太远。
But he did not want to escape too far.
他不要跑上山。
He did not go to the mountains.
因为他已经住惯平原了。
He was used to the plains.
信主是可以的，不必太树林。
And so you can believe in the Lord, but don't be too spiritual.
做礼拜是可以，不必太长的讲道。
You can go to worship service, but please the sermon not too long.
修修圣经，受洗有会员证就好了。
It is good to just learn a bit of the Bible, get baptized, and that's it.
还要明白什么神学讲座，还有夜校课程，这个都是太迷信、太啰嗦的事情。
All these theological seminar, night classes are all too troublesome.
跑到平原一个地方躲避风险就够了，得救了，为什么还有更丰盛的生命，还要跑到山上去受苦呢？
Salvation is enough. I just live in the plains. Why do I want to go to the mountains to suffer?
罗德说：“求你让我在平原里面跑，不要逼我上山。”
And so Lot asked that he can just escape in the plains and don't go to the mountains.
天使说：“这件事我答应你。”
And the angel said, I give you this right. And so they left.
你出来到了一个地方的时候呢,
when they left and came to a place,
大火就降下来了,
the fire came.
但是圣经的罗德的妻子回头一看的时候,
the Bible says that Lot's wife turned around and looked.
她就立刻变成一根的圆柱,
and immediately she became a pillar of salt.
现在我问你, 为什么罗德的妻子会向后看呢?
Why would Lot's wife look back?
因为神的命令在前面, 她的产业在后面。
The command of God is ahead of her, but her properties were behind her.
当我们跑天路的时候,
when we go on this pathway to heaven,
上帝在前面呼召我去的这个方向, 跟后面我曾经有过的产业的成就之间的矛盾。
We have this irony that exists between the direction that God wants us to go and the past accomplishment we have. Many young people knew that God has called them, but they would not let go the successes they have in the world. And so for their entire life, they cannot fulfill God's calling. There are many talented people who will not fulfill the things that God wanted to do.
因为前后之间的拉来拉去的关系,
there is a tension of the two directions, and he cannot make a decision.
新的耶稣基督讲一句话,
in the New Testament, Jesus Christ says,
收服着, 这个犁头向后看的人都不配做我的门徒。
Those who hold on the plow and look back are not worthy to be my disciples.
我们是不是只有向前走，忘记背后，努力面前？
Are we just moving forward, forgetting the past and striving forward?
罗德的妻子转过头，她就失去生命，她变成一根使人惧怕的圆柱。
And Lot's wife looked back, lost her life, and became a horrifying pillar of salt.
这一天就是罗德很悲哀的一天。
And so it was a sad day for Lot.
因为他建立了一个美满的家庭。
He had built up a nice family.
他有了好的太太。
He had a good wife.
他有了两个女儿。
Two daughters.
他也在那个地方找到两个女婿。
And he also found two sons-in-law.
他生意成功。
He was successful in business.
他土地肥沃。
He had fertile land.
他有许多的丰收。
He had lots of harvest.
他有丰富的产业。
He had lots of property.
他自产在那个世俗的地方。
In that secular world.
他可以跟世俗的人在一起生活。
He lived with those who are believers.
他有相当的地位权柄在他们的中间。
And a certain social status.
这还不是上帝的赐福吗?
Surely these are the blessings of God.
神咒诅的地, 你偏爱他, 你是自取羞辱。
But you are going to be humiliated if you love the land that God has cursed.
你轻看神的应许, 你用自己建立的产业, 这样是你的累赘。
And if you despise the promises of God, you want to work your world by yourself, then it will be your burden.
当神的时间到了,
when the timing of God is up,
当神的审判执行出来的时候,
when God starts his judgment,
你为自己所得的一切, 都要失去,
you will lose all things that you work for.
你为神的旨意放下的一切, 都要被保留。
But you will preserve all things that you let go for the will of God. This is the spiritual teaching of offering. God will preserve things that we let go for His
will's sake.
But things that we gain for ourselves, for our own selfish desire, Satan will take it away.
当罗德跑到安全的地方的时候,
when Lord went to a place of safety,
他得救了没有?
Was he saved?
他得救了。
He was.
他跟着罪人灭亡吗?
Was he destroyed 没有。 With the sinners? No.
他现在还保守他美满的家庭吗?
But did he have his good family?
没有了。
Not so.
他的妻子跟他灵性不一样的。
The wife has different spirituality.
他的妻子听上帝的话只听进一半。
The wife only heard half of God's words.
她要逃走,
she want to escape.
但是她要保护她的产业,
but she want to protect her property.
知道上帝的旨意,
she knew the will of God.
但她自己的心意比上帝的旨意更要紧,
but her own will was more important than the will of God.
结果她完全失去一切,
in the end, she lost all things.
连自己的生命也丧失了,
including her very life.
今天你到圣地去呢,
if you were to go to the Holy Land today,
有一个像圆柱一样的东西的,
there will be something that looks like a pillar of salt.
旅游的人告诉你, 那就是罗德的妻子。
The tour guide said that's Lot's wife.
我不知道到底真到什么地步。
I don't know how real this is.
旅游业的人很会做故事的。
But tour guides can spin stories.
他们就像罗德一样, 像罗德的妻子一样, 为了得到钱财，不是注意真理的。
Like Lot's wife, they only want the money, not the truth.
罗德到了安全的地方的时候
，When Lot went to a land of safety,
没有妻子
，There's no wife,
只有两个女儿
，Only two daughters,
没有产业
，There were no properties.
他得救了吗
？Was he saved?
仅仅得救
，Barely.
亚伯兰得救吗
？Was Abraham saved?
亚伯兰是丰丰富富的得救。
He was saved in abundance.
是贫穷的，是丰富，丰富的是贫穷。
And so those who were in abundance become poor, the poor became abundant.
一个自私的人到头来是贫如一洗。
A selfish person will end up in poverty.
一个谦让的人到头来神给他丰丰富富。
But a generous person will be rewarded with abundance by God.
圣经常常把这种很讽刺性的真理告诉我们。
The Bible often shows us all these ironical, paradoxical truths.
所以耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
凡世人所敬重的事情。
Things that the world would treasure,
在上帝的眼中都是可憎恶的事情。
Are looked upon by God as despicable.
保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们
，The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians,
我们贫穷，我们在基督里成为富足。
Although we are poor, we are rich in Christ.
而基督本来是富足，为我们成为贫穷。
But Christ in the beginning was in abundance, but become poor for our sake.
为了愿意使我们从贫穷成为富足，他就自己主动从富足变成贫穷。
In order that we may be transformed from poverty into wealth, he gave up his wealth to become poor.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经的教训是千古不变的道理。
The teachings of the Bible are eternal truths.
当我们注意听的时候
，When we listen to it carefully，
我们尊重神的话的时候
，And when we obey the words of God，
就终身得着益处了。
Our entire life will be blessed.
这个当罗德到了一个地方以后呢
，After Lot went to a place，
看见这么可怕的刑罚来到了
，And he witnessed a horrifying punishment，
是他提前怎么预料也没办法明白的事情。
It was something that he was not prepared for。
所以圣经说他惧怕住在索尔。
The Bible says he was afraid to stay in Zoar.
他就带着两个女儿到山上跑过去了。
And he took his two daughters towards the mountains.
这句话告诉我们什么呢
？This verse tells us,
你不愿意明白上帝的旨意。
That even though you don't want to understand the will of God,
只有拖延你自己的时间。
In the end, you are just delaying the time.
你增加你的惧怕。
And increasing your own fears.
到最后，你还要照着上帝的旨意去行。
In the end, you will still have to do His will.
上帝从起初就说跑到山上去。
In the beginning, God commanded him to go to the mountains.
他就偏偏想在平原跑跑就可以了。
But he just wanted to survive in the plains.
虽然他相信上帝的刑罚一定来到。
Although he knew and believed that God's punishment would surely come.
但他没有想到刑罚来到这么快而且这么可怕的。
But he didn't expect it to come so quickly and so horrifyingly.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us all.
有很多人对我说新加坡是一个没有地震的地方。
Many people tell me that Singapore has no earthquake.
你就离开许多地震带跟这个断层带跟震源都是很远的。
It is far away from the different sources of earthquakes.
啊，还有前几天有个人对我说，加加达也是很少地震的。
A few days ago, someone told me Jakarta is also earthquake free.
这几百年来，加加达受地震的灾害是很少的。
There are very few earthquake damage for the past few centuries in Jakarta.
但是礼拜四我回到印尼的时候
，But on Thursday when I returned to Indonesia,
我太太为我对我说呢，你知道昨天发生什么事情吗
？My wife asked me, "Do you know what just happened?"
我说我不知道。
I said no.
她说我告诉你，你就知道了。
She said, "I'll tell you, you know."
昨天晚上半夜的时候
，Last night in the middle of the night,
Jakarta 发生了7.1级的大地震。
There was a 7.1 Richter scale earthquake in Jakarta.
美国的统计是7.9级的大地震。
The Americans believe it to be 7.9.
你知道六级跟七级不是差一级，是差十倍。
Actually, from 6 to 7 is a 10 times difference.
七级跟八级是差另外十倍。
And from 7 scale to 8, another 10 times difference.
所以八级的大地震是等于六级的100倍。
And so a Victor scale 8 is 100 times scale 6.
美国宣布的一定比印尼的更准确。
The American announcement will be more accurate than the Indonesian one. 那个等于
7.9级的地震。
So it was 7.9.
这是很可怕的地震。
A horrifying earthquake.
有两件事还比较好的。
There are two things that are still good.
不是上下震动式的 tectonic 的那种地震。
It was not tectonic or vertical earthquake.
而第二种，这个地震整年是在地下200多公里的地方。
And secondly, it was a source that is deep in the ground.
所以我听吓了一跳。
And so I was shocked.
7点多的地震呢
？7.9.
这不多么可怕
？Very horrifying.
后来第二天我们就问了，我们一个朋友住在最贵的公寓里面。
We had a friend who lived in the most luxurious place.
墙壁都裂开了。
The wall were cracked.
最贵最贵最贵的地方。
At the most expensive place in Jakarta.
他住在几十层60多层的上面。
He lived on the 60th story. As he shaked,
好像圣诞树遇到风一样。
Like a Christmas tree in the wind. He was so shocked.
从上个拜四开始，很多不同的房产价钱都提落提落了。
I think that from last Thursday, all the property price would have fallen.
前天我在建筑工地一整天，早上8点到晚上11点。
The day before, I was at our construction site from morning till night.
跟很多的公司讨论很多的事情。
And I was discussing a lot of things.
他们说那个最贵最贵的公寓，原来是用第二等的公司建的，不是用最贵的公司建的。
They said that the most expensive apartment was built by a second-rate company.
所以花钱少，赚钱多，这个叫做经济专家。
And so they spend a lot of very little money to build a building, but make a lot of money from it.
我们知道这世界是一个震动的世界。
This tells us that the world is a world that can be shaken.
世界是有天灾人祸的世界。
That we have natural disaster and human catastrophe.
无论你多少有钱，你有没有办法逃避有一天突然而来的灾难。
No matter how rich you are, you may not escape this sudden catastrophe.
我们可以把灾难当作是很小的事情。
You may think of it as trivial.
但当真正来到的时候,
but when it really comes,
你就知道呢,不简单了。
Then you know it's not such a simple thing.
我一听见我太太说昨天有这么大的地震,我就快快回家去看看, 我要预备放在这个博物馆的古董有没有震破了。
I quickly went home to see the antiques that I want to put in the museum, whether they are still there.
感谢上帝,有一个歪了一半。
Thanks be to God, one was slanted.
但是还没有掉下来，
But it didn't fall down.
其他的好像震完了又镇定下来了。
The rest were well preserved.
如果我收藏了几十年，
I have kept this for many decades.
一秒钟里面全部震破了，
They can all be destroyed in a second.
你也没有办法救他一件。
You can't save even one.
我告诉你，罗德吓死了。
Lot was so afraid.
他从来没有想到神的审判这么厉害。
He never expected the punishment of God to be so horrifying.
他是义人。
He was righteous.
他敬畏上帝,
he feared God.
他好好教导他的孩子,
he brought out his children well.
他好好过圣洁的生活,
he tried to live a holy life.
他没有想到这个世界受审判的时候可怕到他从来没有想这样的地步。
But he never expected the horror of the punishment.
所以圣经说, 所尔, 罗德惧怕住在所尔的地方。
Therefore, the Bible tells us he was afraid to stay in Zoar.
所以他就离开那个地方。
And he left that place.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
到头来,兜了40年圈子,还是要回到上帝的旨意里面。
In the end, after 40 years, you need to go back to the will of God.
他带着两个女儿到一个山上去。
He brought the two daughters to the mountains.
现在没有地皮。
There are no property now.
没有产业。
No,
没有工人,
no workers,
没有房子,
no houses,
没有田地,
no land,
只留下一个老人家,
only one old man,
跟两个女儿,
and two daughters,
三条命,
three lives.
那怎么混呢?
How would they live?
甚至他们就住在山洞里面。
The Bible says they live in a cave.
所以富翁,富翁, 有一天你变成山洞人, 你知道吗?
So the wealthy man now live in a cave.
你夸你的财产有一天都离开你懂吗?
You will boast about your wealth, but one day you all go away.
只有耶和华所赐的产业并不加上愁苦。
Only the blessings of the Lord Jehovah, no bitterness is added to it.
用你的罪恶所争来的东西都成为你的捆绑。
But you will be constrained by all things you try to gain by your sin.
许多人所发的财不是他的产业，是他的咒诅。
Many people made a lot of money and the wealth has become their curse.
许多人发的产业,发的财,不是他的赐福,是他家庭有刀剑相杀的这个争产。
Many people make lots of wealth and it becomes a source of conflict for the next generation.
罗德现在什么都有了,什么都没有了。
Has lost all things.
他把两个女儿带到山洞里面去。
He brought the two daughters to the cave.
他也不知道要住多久。
He didn't know how long he would live there.
这里有什么工作做?
What sort of work were there?
洞里面有几条蛇?
How many snakes in the cave?
他都不知道。
He didn't know all these things.
勉强活下去了。
He just barely get by.
万万没有想到的,
but he did not know this.
这个山洞里面,
that in the cave,
发生了历史上最乱伦的事情。
There was the most horrifying incest that happened.
最可怕的,
the most frightening.
没有道德的性生活就在那里产生。
The most frightening sexual immorality.
圣经把这个事情记载下来了。
And the Bible recorded this down.
我们就问你一个问题,
so we want to ask this question.
为什么圣经记载很脏的事情, 是不是应该叫做脏经呢?
Why would the Bible record all these things? Isn't this a very dirty thing to record?
我们的观念, 圣经应当记得圣洁的神圣的圣洁的很伟大的事情才对。
In our concept, the Bible is the holy Bible. It should record only holy things.
但是圣经给我们看到亚当的堕落。
But the Bible tells us the fall of Adam,
亚伯拉罕的说谎,
the lies of Abraham,
罗德的乱伦,
the incest of Lot,
雅各的多妻,
and the many wives of Jacob,
大卫的借刀杀人,
and the murder that David did,
把人的遗孀娶为自己的妻子,
how David would get other people's widow.
这些人不是普通人,
but these are not ordinary people.
都是圣经里面的伟人,
they were great men of the Bible.
如果圣经记载这些事情,
if the Bible records all these things,
难怪香港中文大学那些不懂圣经的人说圣经是第三流的文学。
And that is why some University of Hong Kong scholars think that the Bible is a third-rate literature.
比第三季的电影差不多一样的。
It's worse than the third-rate movies.
所以他们说这个圣经应当从人类文学中间除掉它。
And they say that we should get rid of this Bible from human literary works.
我们现在解决这个问题。
And we want to solve this difficulty.
圣经为什么记载这么肮脏的事情?
Why would the Holy Bible record such a dirty deed?
我的答案是什么呢?
My answer is,
因为圣经把人性这些最败坏的事情非常准确、非常完整地记载下来，才证明圣经的本质是很纯洁的圣经。
And because the Bible recorded accurately and honestly all these evil deeds, it shows that the Bible is indeed a pure book.
当你看见镜子里面把你的肮脏影射出来的时候,
when you look at a mirror, you will reflect the dirt on your face.
你会不会把镜子打破它?
When you see that, would you break the mirror?
你把我的肮脏照出来,
then blame it for showing you your filth.
我告诉你, 我们很多事情都应当很诚实。
We need to be honest in many things.
但我告诉, 有一件事你不必诚实。
But there's one thing you need not be honest.
你看镜子的是根本不是纯心的看镜子, 你是要看镜子里面的你自己。
When you look at the mirror, you're actually not looking at the mirror, you're looking at your reflection.
如果你真的是很真心实意是看镜子, 请问你镜子有几点肮脏, 你完全数不出来。
If you really want to look at the mirror, you would have noticed that there are a few spots on the mirror.
因为你根本没有心要看镜子嘛。
But that was not the point. You do not want to look at the mirror.
你要借助镜子看自己, 所以你存心不良。
Through the mirror, you're actually trying to see yourself, so you're not looking at the mirror.
看镜子的时候就是醉翁之意不在酒。
So when you look at the mirror, you are, your intention was not the mirror.
看镜之心不在镜。
Your heart is not in the mirror.
你透过镜子看见你自己。
You want to see yourself through the mirror.
所以现在我的结论是什么?
My conclusion is,
只有最干净的镜子才能把你的肮脏照得最清楚。
Only the most clean mirror can reflect your filth.
这个最干净的镜子就这本圣经。
And this cleanest mirror would be this Bible.
圣经如果是圣经,
if the Bible is a holy Bible,
圣经如果是神话语反照人性的一个忠实的见证,
if it is indeed an honest witness that reflects on our life,
那么圣经的本身一定是最纯洁的。
And then the Bible itself must be most pure. Then it will have the power to reflect out my filth. The Bible is the Word of God. It is the mirror that reflects our character. It is the witness of history. And so the Bible shows us clearly the decadence of the humankind. And to use the Bible as if it's a mirror, this illustration came from the Bible itself.
雅各书说,
the book of James says that when we hear a sermon, it's as if we are looking at a mirror.
他知道自己有什么错, 有什么肮脏, 他应当洗净自己, 不是恨恶镜子。
When he sees that there is filth, there is dirty places, he needs to clean himself up and not hit the mirror.
借着镜子忠实的反照, 他要洁净自己, 他才对得起自己。
And because of the honest reflection of the mirror, we are able to make ourselves clean.
这里圣经用镜子告诉我们, 圣经的功用就是反照人性的败坏。
And so the Bible tells us that it is a mirror itself to reflect upon our own decadence.
这一段的圣经告诉我们, 人性曾经有这样大的败坏。
And this passage tells us there were once such incidents of decadence.
罗德是不是主动跟他的两个女儿发生性关系?
Did Lot have sexual relationship with the two daughters voluntarily?
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
是两个女儿主动把 这个自己的爸爸陷在一个醉酒没有办法清醒的地步，两个女儿强奸父亲。
And so actually it's the two daughters that make the father drunk and it was an act of rape.
你不要以为现在你有办法用迷幻药给人喝了以后，然后脱光他的衣服，随你的意识去犯奸淫，你以为这是很聪明的事情。
And people think that it's very smart when you can make someone unconscious and commit rape.
这是很现代化的事情。
It seems to be a modern tactic.
现在很多的男人要侵犯女人所用的办法。
A way that many men have used to rape women.
我告诉你，四千年以前就有这样的事情。
This has already happened 4,000 years ago.
这件事是女人先做的，不是男人先做的。
But this incident, the women did it first.
所以我们讲 ladies first, 很多罪是 ladies first.
Many sins are committed by ladies first.
亚当犯罪是夏娃先吃才叫他吃的。
In the fall of man, Eve was the first to sin.
我一方面要很尊重女人。
On the one hand, I want to honor the women.
但我要注意，当女人用她女人的特权，以为她可以随便乱来的时候，你要谨慎，要对付她。
But you want to be cautious when a woman tries to use her privilege to sin.
有时候在路上乱开车的人，人家说那是女子，原谅她吧。
Sometimes when you see a car moving here and there, people will say, "Oh, that's a woman driver. Forgive her."
我是不原谅她的。
I say no.
我应该告诉她说，你不可以这样开。
I should tell her you shouldn't drive like that.
但是我就。有一个朋友啊
But I have a friend.
他每次碰到乱开车的他就开得更加快把他接到前面把他拦住掉
Every time there's a person who drives haphazardly he will go in front and block the
way 让那个人吓得一跳不知道怎么样
So that the person will be shocked and don't know what to do
然后他才放开他
And then he will let the person
告诉他不是单单你可以叫人吓了一跳人也可以叫你吓了一跳
To warn the driver that I too can scare you
多数都是强大的男人强奸弱小的女人
Very often it is the men that will rape a weak woman.
或是说比较老的人强奸年轻漂亮的女孩子。
Or older person that will rape a younger person.
圣经记载了两个年轻的女人强奸她的父亲。
But here the Bible recorded two young women who raped their own father.
严格的说起来，这两个女人动机绝对不是为了情欲的放肆。
But strictly speaking, the motive was not because of lust.
因为他们不是要继续不断满足性的要求。
It was not a method to fulfill their sexual desires.
一个人只做一次。
So each of them did it once.
做一次只有一个目的。
And for one purpose.
因为他已经成熟了，他已经是女人了，他已经可以做母亲了。但是他们这一份的人权永远没有办法得到，因为他们住在太远的山边。没有人来到他们中间。
Because both persons were already mature, they could be mothers, but they cannot fulfill this human right because they are staying in such a strange place.
我不知道我们可以不可以用很多的理由替他们解围。
I don't know whether we can find excuses for them by finding many reasons.
我不肯这么做。
But I'm not willing to do that.
圣经记载这是神眼中看为憎恶的事情。
The Bible says that this is an abomination to the Lord.
所以神就咒诅他们所生的后一代。
And therefore the Lord cursed the descendants.
在这里有一个很矛盾的事情，我们一定要面对的。
Here there is this difficulty and irony.
所有不伦不类的性交产生的孩子都是上帝造的。
All the children that are products of incest and all this unusual sexual activity are also created by God.
这些乱伦生下的孩子长大起来的时候，你还要用上帝爱世人的眼光来对待他们。
So when these offerings grow up, you still have to remember that God will love them.
神还很可能赐福给他们比别的孩子更蒙恩的地步。
God can still bless them more than other children.
这些都不是我们赞成乱伦，我们赞成犯奸淫的原因。
But all this would not give us the excuse that we should agree with incest or adultery.
拉哈是一个妓女。
Rahab was a prostitute.
性行为是神不喜欢的事情。
But God would not agree with her sexual activities.
但是上帝使她成为基督的先祖。
But God enabled her to be one of the ancestors of Jesus Christ.
她不但不是以色列人。
Not only was she not an Israelite.
她不但不是从埃及出来的被释放的人。
And she was not one of the Exodus.
她乃是一个在这个耶利哥城的妓女。
She was a prostitute in the city of Jericho.
她是上帝创造的人。
But she too was created by God.
她的孩子可能上帝赐福的人。
And her children could be blessed by God.
神在公义中间还有他的慈爱。
And so in the righteousness of God, there is the love of God.
这些事情我们很难了解的。
It is difficult for us to understand.
从摩亚跟从这亚门生下的后代。
And the children from Moab and Benjamin.
上帝咒诅他们。
God cursed them.
他们要失败以后才可以进圣殿里面。
Only after 10 generations can they enter the temple.
但是神的公义中间还保留着慈爱。
But the righteousness of God contains His love. 所以
后来从摩押的子孙的中间，上帝也兴起了一个人，叫做这个路德的，他嫁给波阿斯，又成了耶稣基督的这一个先祖。
And among the descendants of the Moabites was Ruth, who was also one of the ancestors of Jesus.
所罗门借刀杀人，把八十八娶过来的时候
，And when Solomon David married Bathsheba,
他是犯了上帝唯一在他生命中间最不喜悦的事情。
And he did one the deed that was most displeasing to God.
他不但借刀杀人
，Not only did he murder someone,
取了人的衣裳
，He took the widow,
把他当作自己的妻子
，as his own wife.
神审判他
，God judged him,
让他是怀着孕后来死了
，that the firstborn was dead later.
那神再眷顾他。
But God then preserved him.
给他生了所罗门王。
That Solomon was born.
而耶稣基督就从所罗门这一方面继续传承下去。
And Jesus Christ came from the lineage of Solomon.
因为玛利亚，因为约瑟就是从这里下来的。
From Joseph.
那玛利亚是领受了圣灵感孕，同真理生子。
And Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以从这个人的注释里面来看
，And so from human genealogy,
上帝曾经用了四个女人
，God had used four women.
一个是塔玛
，One is Tamar.
一个是路德
，Ruth.
一个是拉哈
，Rahab.
还有一个就是这一个八十八
，And Bathsheba.
在他的旨意中间有份
，And these were part of His will.
我们把这两次分开来。
When we segregate these two issues,
罗德的两个女儿跟父亲发生关系的时候
，When the daughters of Lot had sexual relationship with the father,
他们做了最不应该做的事情。
They did things that they ought not to.
我现在问的问题是什么
？The question is,
为什么这两个女孩子为什么会想出这样的东西来
？Why would these two women think of this?
或者我们说，不是两个，是大女儿有这样的思想。
Actually, it's the elder daughter who thought of it first.
罗德做生意的时候，就不得不在犯罪的人中间。买一个房子安置他的家。
Because when Lot had his business, he would have lived among the sinners.
他住在罪人中。
He had a house that was among the sinners.
虽然自己好好保守自己一人家庭的这个义的道德的生活。
Although he tried his best to lead a moral life and make his family live their life.
但是他没有办法抗拒四周围的恶习，四周围的罪恶进入他的耳中。进入他的脑中。
It was not possible for him to block all the evil deeds and the news of it into his ears.
就像今天的许多的基督徒
，like many Christians today，
我们就潜移默化，慢慢就受了世界的试探，受了世界邪恶淫乱的风气，玷污了我们的思想，玷污我们的心。
Subconsciously, we are influenced by the world and stained by the evil deeds of the world.
当罗德正在努力做工的时候
，as Lot worked hard，
他的女儿去看 internet，
daughters may be open to internet。
当罗德正在谈生意的时候
，when Lot was having business
discussion， 他的女儿跟他的朋友看那个 pornographic 的 DVD。
The children may be watching pornographic DVD。
当罗德一面读圣经，一面求主保守他的时候
，as Lot read the Bible and pray to the Lord，
撒旦一面诱惑他的女儿给他们听一些不好的。
And Satan may have seduced the daughters to listen to wrong things.
罗德在主动的教导里有把握说，我两个女儿结婚以前还是处女。
And Lot had the confidence to declare that the daughters were virgins.
但是我们的教导没有不单是主动的一方面。
But our teaching not only should be dynamic.
还有另外一边，我们没有办法控制的是魔鬼比你的主动更主动。
We forget that many often Satan is more active than we are.
虽然家庭教育是最重要的。
Although family education is most important,
社会教育
but the education from the society, from the schools,
给我们的孩子带来怎样的坏的影响，我们到底有没有好好去想过呢？
Do we know how much bad influence all this brings to our children?
今天的许多基督徒自己过圣洁的生活。
Many Christians today will lead holy lifestyles.
敬畏上帝的生活。
They may fear God.
但是他们没有办法控制他们孩子交朋友的这个生活。
But it is impossible for them to control the friends of their children.
他没有办法抗拒撒旦在他下一代心灵中间所撒下的罪恶的种子。
It's not possible for them to oppose the seeds of sin that Satan gave to their children.
罗德从来不敢想象。
Lot would never have imagined
有一天他的女儿会脱光他的衣服, this.
That one day the daughters will have a sexual relationship with him.
Lot 从来不敢想象,
Lot would never have imagined that he will become a husband to his own daughters. If Lot had a relationship with the daughter, the child of the daughter would also become his child. The grandchildren would become the children, and the children become the grandchildren. And so God considered this as an abomination. And these things happened. And just because you are elderly, it doesn't mean that you can control the next generation because they figure a way to control you.
今天我们为我们的孩子前面几年会变成怎么样，会做什么事，会犯什么罪，我们心中先有一些的预算。
And today we need to prepare ourselves as to the future that our children face, the sins they may commit. Especially for those who are not married.
当你结婚的年龄到的时候,
when it is time for you to get married,
你一定要结婚不是为了解决你性欲的需要,
you should get married not just to fulfill your sexual needs.
婚姻不过是为了解决性的需要, 你跟动物是没有分别的。
If your marriage is for your sexuality, then you are no different from an animal.
婚姻是在神面前立约。
Marriage is a covenant before God.
怎样建立一个敬畏上帝的家庭。
That you will build up a family that fear the Lord.
这边靠上帝都是敬虔的后代。
That you will have the next generation of holy generation based on God's principles.
这样有机会代表神来做教导真理给世人的这个工作。
That you have opportunity to represent God to teach the rest of the world.
这样把神所赐给你的产业，用敬畏上帝的心、圣洁的态度献为祭物，让上帝赐福给他。
And that you will use the properties that God has given to you and give it back to God as a holy sacrifice.
一个预备结婚的人,
so when you prepare to get married,
预备成为神的仆人,
you are preparing yourself to be the servant of God.
父亲代表神的公义,
the father will represent the righteousness of God.
母亲代表神的慈爱,
the mother will represent the love of God.
父母的教养代表神的教育,
the nurturing of the parents represents the education of God.
父母的生活代表神的榜样,
the lifestyle of the parents will represent the example of God.
用我们的口传讲神的道,
we'll use our mouth to preach the word of God.
用我们的生活彰显神的爱,
we'll use our lifestyle to manifest His love.
用我们工作的精神彰显神要我们奋斗应当有的经历,
and we use our attitude in work to manifest the spirit that God wants us to have.
使我们的孩子看见我们 如同看见创造他们的主,
that when our children look at us, it's as if they are looking at the Creator God.
使我们的孩子听见我们的话, 如同听见神给他们的教训,
that when our children listen to us, it's as if they are listening to the teaching of God.
这样你的生活,
in this way, your life,
你的生命,
your entire lifestyle,
你的家庭,
your family,
就成为教会一个最小的组成的单位,
will become the smallest unit of the church.
上帝国度的一个输赢,
an example of God's kingdom.
这样你用这样的心智预备婚姻，预备建立家庭，你才是正当的。
And this is the right way that we should prepare ourselves as we face our
marriage.
This was not the case for Lot.
他的太太,
his wife,
上帝的话当着开玩笑,
treated the words of God lightly.
他未来的女婿,
and his future sons-in-law,
耻笑上帝天使所做的一警告,
were people who laugh at the warnings of angels.
他的女儿,
his own daughters,
在外邦人的生活的败坏中间吸取他们的经验, 把这个实行在他们自己家中,
and learn experiences and imitate the decadent lifestyle of the pagans.
所以罗德是一个真正失败而得救的基督徒的一个写照。
And so Lot was an example of a Christian who has been saved but failed in life.
他在外邦人中间所要得到的是他们的钱财，是要跟他们一同领受世界的福分。结果罗德没有带过一个人归主，但他的女儿把不信主的坏习惯带到他的家庭里来。
He lived a life among the pagans, and in the end he did not bring a single soul to the Lord, and his own daughters did decadent.
到底是神的光透过我们照到黑暗的世界, 或者世界物流, 透过他们对我们儿女的影响，流到上帝的家里面来。
And the question is, do we illuminate and enlighten the world using the light of God, or are we stained by all these things from the world?
今天在这个世界上，有多少人受你的影响？
In this world, the question is how many people have been influenced by you.
相反的，今天在你家里有多少的孩子们受世界的影响？
On the contrary, in your house, how many of your children have been influenced by the world?
撒旦的投资从来不吃亏的。
The investment of Satan always bears fruit.
他先让罗德发财。
He will first let Lot be prosper.
当你发财的时候，你就走他的路线。
And if you are prosperous, you will follow his way.
你一边说主啊，我虽然跟他去，但是我还是尊主伟大，我还是敬畏你，我还是行义人的路。
And you will say to the Lord, O Lord, although I'm following him, I still fear you, I still go on the pathway of righteousness.
撒旦说，我不管你，你要敬拜上帝，你有自由，但是你先接受我给你的财富的投资吧。
And Satan would say, I don't care whether you fear God, first accept my investment.
撒旦从来没有做过失败的生意。
Satan has never failed in his business dealings.
下一大堆的投资使你发财，使你富有，使你先成功的时候，你不要忘记，以后他要的不是这些钱再回来，他要你的命，他要你的家，他要你的子女永远属于他。
When he invests greatly in you and then you become prosperous because of him, he doesn't want your prosperity, he wants your life, your family, your children.
撒旦不怕教会人数众多。
Satan is not afraid that the church will have lots of people.
你放下你的教义。
You just get rid of your education.
你放下教义 your doctrine.
Your doctrines.
你 give up your doctrine. Give up your holy life. Give up your devotion. Give up your true faithfulness to the orthodox faith.Inherited from apostles, I don't care.
撒旦不管你是不是放弃了你正统的教义，你从使徒先知们所领受所有的教义，他都不管。
你把这个哪里不管？他要你放弃。
He wants you to give all this up.
那我给你教会兴旺。
Then he give prosperity to the church.
给你很多的会友。
Many people in your church.
我给你丰富成功，给你投资，使你满足。让你不要记得那些东西多重要。
And that you will not remember the importance of all these doctrines because you now have prosperity.
今天许多极端的灵恩派。
A lot of extreme charismatics.
他们的教会兴旺起来。
When their church prosper.
那是撒旦的投资。
It is because of the investment of Satan.
因为他们的牧师不注重教义的问题。
And yes, their pastors are not interested in doctrines.
他们的师母穿得像婊子的衣服一样。
And their pastor's wife will wear clothing as if they are like prostitutes.
不注重圣洁的生活。
They do not take care of holy living.
不注重正统的教义。
They are not interested in orthodox teaching.
不注重使徒传下来的教训。
All the teaching of the apostles.
只接受撒旦的投资。
They only accept the investment.
我给你丰盛。
I give you prosperity.
给你教会变成大。
I let your church become very big.
给你看起来很成功。
It looks successful.
全部很佩服你。
That everybody will honor you.
等到有一天。
But one day.
投资要领受果效的时间到了。
When it's time to reap the rewards of the investment,
突然间使你垮下去。
All of a sudden you will collapse.
你得到五万个会友好不好？
You may have 50,000 people.
结果呢，五十万个人轻看基督教的时候，你就没办法爬起来。
But when 500 people despise Christianity because of you, you will not get up.
亚伯拉罕宁可贫穷。
Abraham was willing to be poor.
亚伯拉罕宁可住在山上。
He was willing to live in a cave.
亚伯拉罕宁可没有土地的肥沃。
He was willing not to have fertile land.
他不走向索多玛和摩拉。
But he will not go towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
遵行上帝的旨意。
He also followed the will of God.
不要以世界上的情一同灭亡。
And he did not want to be destroyed together with the rest of the world.
同样信上帝。
The same faith in God.
同样做义人。
The same righteous men.
同样持守信仰。
The same people who held on to their faith.
持守圣洁的生活。
To holy living.
但是你的家不能跟你走。
But your family cannot follow you.
你把儿女带到外面去。
You have brought your children out of your house.
让世界的败坏影响他们。
And the decadence of the world has influenced.
这样的记载。
These recordings.
这样的教训还不够吗？
This teaching is not enough for us.
今天我们读经读到哪里去？
What have we learned from the Bible today?
做基督徒做到怎么样的基督徒？
What sort of Christians have we become?
我们不要读圣经。
We do not want to study the Bible.
我们不听上帝的话。
We don't want to listen to God.
我们不接受里面的教训。
We don't want to accept his teaching.
我们轻看上帝的境界。
We despise the warning of God.
我们要到什么时候？
But till what day will we do this?
求主可怜们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天晚上。
This evening.
用他的爱。
With his love.
用他的真理。
With his truth.
用他的灵。
With his spirit.
用他圣洁永恒的旨意。
With his holy eternal will.
把我们挽回过来。
May we all be brought back.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.